and he had it out with you last night. In his study, with all those knives so conveniently to hand.
Oh, this is insane!
There was a row, it turned into a fight, and that was that.
She wants to share her husband's worry. That's natural enough, surely.
Yes, but beneath the surface, excitement, restlessness, barely suppressed.
She was certainly much moved. I don't think I'd go further than that.
Now, remember, she comes of a caste who don't likely show emotion.
Oh, come on, under the circumstances.
You observed, of course, she deliberately stood with her back to the light.
Well, she didn't want me to see her expression.
Oh, well, you could be right. The motives of women are so inscrutable. Their most trivial action can mean volumes, and their most extraordinary conduct depend on a hairpin or a pair of curling tongs. How do you build on such a quicksand?
Ah, here we are. Godolphin Street.
Inspector Lestrade?
Mr. Holmes. Doctor, good afternoon.
How are you, Inspector?
A busy doctor, if you don't mind me saying so. Hardly in your line, this one, Mr. Holmes.
Oh?
Perfectly straightforward. The whole thing's solved.
You have the murderer?
The official force don't always need assistance in these matters, you know. We're perfectly capable of managing on our own.
Yes, of course you are, Inspector.
Thank you, Doctor. Yes, Mr. Holmes, I've got my man. No doubt you'll be able to read all about it in the papers this evening.
No doubt.
Now, gentlemen, I must be about my business, and this house must be secured. So unless you've got some particular reason to be interested...
Well, not at all, Lestrade.
Just curiosity, eh?
Hmm.
Things a bit slack at present, are they?
Hmm.
Well, no doubt they'll pick up before too long. If anything out of the common does come my way, I'll let you know.
Tell me just one thing, if you would.
What's that?
Have you had time to go through the dead man's papers?
I've made time. Standard procedure.
Oh, of course, of course. Did you find anything interesting?
Not a thing. It's all as dull as ditch water.
Look, I know things are looking bad, but you really must fight.
Doctor, please, don't tell me to relax.
I was about to say eat something.
No, not yet.
You haven't touched the thing for a day and a half. Making yourself ill isn't going to help. And neither is that. Not at the rate you're getting through them. You've not heard any news at all?
No, nothing.
Now, the Lucas case. Still in all the papers.
Huh? Died 2 days ago and not forgotten yet.
Holmes, do you want to hear or not?
I've seen it. Lestrade has let the ballot go. Lack of evidence. So surely you weren't surprised.
No, not at all. Did you see that they've gone through all of Lucas' effects?
Yes, and found nothing out of the ordinary. Yes, and I've seen it all.
There is something new this morning. Information that came out of the inquest.
Huh? They've not uncovered his true occupation?
No.
Yes, I thought not. Too well concealed, buried away under a glittering surface.
Glittering is right. Mm. The deceased was a keen student of international politics. A remarkable linguist, a traveller, and one of the finest amateur tenors in the country. His habits were regular, his personality charming, his conduct inoffensive. His relations with women...
Yes, what is it?
His relations with women appear to have been promiscuous but superficial. Mr. Lucas was known as an indefatigable gossip, a trait that must have contributed greatly to his appeal for the fair sex.
An indefatigable gossip.
Is that relevant?
Perhaps. Perhaps.
Annie, where are my gloves?
Here, my lady.
What do you mean by keeping me waiting?
Sorry, my lady, here you are.
You stupid girl, not these, the plain white. What's the matter with you lately?
I'm sorry. I've not been well, that's all. I'm sorry.
And for pity's sake, stop apologizing every 5 minutes.
Your ladyship, shall I get the other gloves?
No, these will have to do. I'm in a hurry. Now listen carefully. Tell Fenton that if my husband returns from the house before I'm back, he's to say I'll be in before 9. You understand?
Before 9. Yes, your ladyship.
But for the love of heaven, try to pull yourself together, girl. Whatever's the matter with you, do something about it.
Now, you realize, miss, that by rights I shouldn't be doing this, but I can't see that it'll do any harm. Now, this is the room where it happened. You've no need to fret. He's no here anymore.